Bandwidth for the Daily GizWiz is provided by AOL Radio at AOL.com/podcasting. It's time for the Daily GizWiz with Mad's maddest writer, Dick DiBartolo. This is episode 93 for June 28th, 2006. The Bose Quiet Comfort 3. The Daily GizWiz is brought to you by Retail Careers at T-Mobile. Find your calling at T-Mobile.com/jobs. And now, get ready for Dick.
Well, saddle on up, partners. It's time to mosey down to the Dickity D Gadget Emporium, where we're going to find a little Dickie D and maybe another great gadget. Hello, partner. How are you?
I'm doing really well.
Just call me really Gabby well. Laporte.
I was going to say, it's a little early in the week for you to be
losing it.
So, right. Yeah. You usually don't lose it till Friday, yeah. But you are way out on a limb.
Already.
Okay.
And there's sawing going on behind me. I don't want to look
back. Yeah. Well, you pull up a tree branch and
all right. Well, tell us what you got here for today, Dick.
Hey, I have something really neat.
Yes.
You know, I travel with my Bose Quiet Comfort 2.
Those are those noise-canceling
headphones. Yeah. Well, last week I went to a press conference.
And you wore them? I'm shocked.
I did not.
It's not a bad idea, though.
Okay. No, it's not a bad idea.
Speak up. I can't hear you.
Bose had a press conference to announce a new product, and they're always very secretive about what it is. So we go in 8 at a time into this room, and I see sitting on one of those mannequin heads a pair of Bose Quiet Comfort headphones. And I wear mine so much that I know exactly what they look like, and I'm saying, the headband is narrower.
Oh, no.
But I don't think they would bring us in here
for a new narrow headband.
And so this woman starts talking about the new Quiet Comfort 3s. Mm. And Leah, it was a great idea. She said, so the engineers worked and found that they could shrink the electronics down to this size. And Leo, she clicks off the earpieces of the headphones to show that they now have an on-ear pair that's probably, I'm going to take a shot, at 60% smaller than the original one.
Now, with the Quiet Comforts, you still have a dongle or a thing that's...
No. When they went to the second generation, they built all the electronics into the ear cups.
Aha. Uh-huh.
Now, I mean, it really is a marvel. Now they've taken all those electronics and have boiled them down so that they are slim on-ear noise reduction headphones.
So the phones themselves are smaller too?
Are small, way smaller. I would say 60% smaller. And I've only had a pair for 2 days.
Do they work as well is the question.
They sound amazingly good. Now, a couple of other things have changed. They now come with a rechargeable battery that slips in the top because they've shrunken them down so much there's no room for the AAA battery that the Quiet Comfort 2s took.
Right.
So they came out. They came up with their own battery, and it ships with a battery charger.
So they're using the lithium-ion batteries now.
Exactly, yeah. Exactly. Yeah. And it runs about 20 hours on one charge. And it's
long enough to fly to Singapore. That's all I care about.
Are we going to Singapore? Is this a surprise?
It's a surprise.
I know. We found that we could get the USB sushi there for $20 less.
We're going to save money.
Right. What was the airfare? $1,700
each,
but, I think. Yeah,
right. But we'll make it back because we're going to buy thousands of these.
Thousands, and we're going to sell them to the people who listen to the Daily
Gist. That's right. There you go. These Quiet Comforts are very popular, and I have to admit, I've worn them, but I've never worn them in an airplane or an extended period of time.
I will not go on an airplane without them. They are really neat. Now, what they're going to do is they're going to keep the Quiet Comfort 2 in the line.
So for those of you who want to
over the ear bigger headphones, you know, ear cup headphones, okay. As opposed to the Quiet Comfort 3, which will be on ear.
Do these threes, but, do they do as good a job as the twos?
Boy, I think they sound terrific. And also, you can buy an optional cell phone kit.
Oh, that's
so
neat.
Yeah, so that you can listen to your take your phone calls, you know, have your iPod and your cell phone.
Oh, no, I'm gonna put you on the spot. Are you ready?
Yep.
Because the Boom also has the same kind of kit, right?
The Boom has
with a noise canceling, but that's more a noise canceling microphone, not a noise canceling headphone.
Well, it's both. You know, it's so funny. I can't remember exactly.
I remember the Boom did have, like, over-the-ear headphones as well.
They did have over-the-ear headphones. I haven't tried them side by side, but I just took these to Med yesterday. And what it is, you think you're in a quiet office. You put these guys on, and then you know what quiet is, but they're comfortable. I was at some show recently where they gave me these noise reduction headphones. I felt like they were sucking my brains out.
I know what you mean. That's kind of, when you're not used to it, it's a weird effect.
Yeah, but no one's said, maybe because the people I gave them to had no brains. But,
nobody mentioned that.
No one mentioned that. Everybody was astounded by how much noise the QC3s removed, noise that you didn't realize was there.
Right.
And then, of course, the advantage is on an airplane to listen to the movie over that quietness. And they've come up with a very clever...
Because you can never get the movie loud enough, really, with regular headphones.
Exactly.
It's all that noise going on and stuff.
And then they've come up with a very clever jack that... You can pull out a second prong on the jack if you want it to go into a two-prong adapter
which
that most of the airplanes
airlines
have.
Still have for reasons I don't understand.
I know. Or you can fold one prong out of the way so it can go into your MP3 player or your music player.
Now that the airlines are giving away the headphones, you know, before I guess they wanted you to buy their headset so they couldn't use a standard jack. Because then you could just use your own headphones.
Yes.
But now that they don't charge for the movie, I haven't been on a plane where they charge for the movie in ages. Why don't they just get rid of those double jacks and just have regular
Well, you know
jacks?
What? It's very funny. I was on a Continental something that had just been rewired with a new in-flight entertainment system.
Yeah.
And the movie jack is both.
If you have the old headphones, because
I don't know what the other airlines are doing, but on Continental, you buy the headphones for $5, but then you just keep them.
Right.
Right. So this way, if you have your own headphones and it just terminates in the single plug, you can use it.
Well, and it never defeated anything because you could, as soon as they did the double prong, you could buy a double prong adapter that would fit with any
headphone. No, absolutely.
So
I think down the line, airlines realize by the time we take these things back, clean them.
Yeah, we don't have the cost us.
Yeah. Have the stewardesses selling them and trying to make change. Just sell them and let people.
Would you remember? This was the bad old days. Until I guess maybe 10 years ago. They were those little plastic air headsets and that's why it had double prongs because it had air coming out. There was no electronics in the thing. It was just tubing. It was
exactly.
Tubing, and the sound came out of the head. So kids are going, what is he talking about? The sound.
Well, once I didn't have $5, and I just slid down on the seat and put my ear against
the hole.
Those two holes.
You couldn't see the movie, but you could hear every word.
No, and I rolled up a newspaper and ran it to the other side, and it was stereo.
But,
and
the real thing that griped me about those headphones is they were so darn uncomfortable.
Oh, they were painful. Oh,
they were drilling a hole in your ear.
Yeah, exactly. You would come off a flight with such a headache.
Oh, and they were ugly and stupid. Oh, what? Who thought that up?
I know. Well, so now that's one extreme. One extreme to the other. From listening through a straw to the ultimate in comfort with Quiet Comfort 3 from Bose, and they'll be out in the next couple of weeks.
And how much they're fairly expensive, aren't they?
They're fairly expensive. The Quiet Comfort 3s are $349. And the Quiet Comfort 2s which are the ones in the marketplace, are $299.
They are expensive.
But you know, yeah, they are. But you know, the amazing thing is I see more and more people with them on airplanes.
Everybody. And you know, I'm starting to make me think I better get a pair because I fly enough.
How long is your flight?
Well, the Canada flight, month. I fly to Canada every month, and it's about four and a half or five hours.
Oh,
so it's
okay.
not the
That's
worst. Not, oh, no, it's oh, not okay. awful. Okay. Yeah, but you know, it would be nice, especially because you know you can't hear the movie very well.
No,
and so. I love those Gidget movies, and I'm just so glad Air Canada has brought them back.
Oh, Air Canada has really upgraded their in-flight entertainment.
Fantastic, yeah, yeah, really fantastic. Well, I want to thank the folks at T-Mobile for providing us with the wherewithal to put these podcasts on. They're our great sponsor, Retail Careers at T-Mobile. You can find out more at T-Mobile.com/jobs. A great job awaits you in their retail stores. Opportunities for advancement. Yeah, absolutely. And you can start at any level. So this would be a great job for somebody getting out of school, somebody looking for a second career, or you know, somebody who just loves gadgets and wants to be able to play with the latest and greatest phones. To find out more about the great jobs and great commissions, visit T-Mobile.com/jobs. And to find out more about airline history, which we seem to know a lot about.
We do. We've spent so much time in the air.
I guess that's it. Find out more by coming back next time to the Daily Gizwiz. We'll be back tomorrow. Thank you, Dick.
I'll be here.